This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Now you're going to see two individuals in this next video. One, if he keeps on the straight path, he's headed towards success. And the other one is headed towards destruction, anxiety, and a lot of pain. Let's get into this clip.
Today is the day I resign from being a Muslim. I'm a new man!
Well, he officially sold his soul, if this is true. This is one of the biggest sins. It's too bad. You can't really believe a lot of what he says, but even joking about this is insane. He was born with Islam, so to leave his culture, leave his faith behind for clout, for fame, for parties, to be in a relationship with an online pro, it's a shame. If he follows down this path, he's going to become extremely depressed. And so you think now that you could leave Islam because you have temporary fame. A lot of these people don't like you. I saw the video, like, you thought that a lot of the people that were surrounding your van were your fans. These people were saying, Neon is a fame is not something that you should be chasing. It's not real. You should be chasing a positive impact. You should have something that you want to share with your audience. You should be trying to uplift, create, inspire. Fame is garbage.
Assalamu alaikum, Gabriel Romani. How you doing?
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah.
Good to have you back on the program.
Allah barik fik.
I opened up. I said one person's headed towards success, the other person's headed towards destruction. Which one is it?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam rasulillah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I must start by saying that I'm impressed with Sneeko, because I've seen some of his stuff from a few years back, the way he was, obviously on Fresh and Fit podcast at the beginning with the Red Pill community. And he's embraced Islam, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless Sheikh Uthman also for the work that he's done in investing in this guy, you know. And this shows how important it is to have someone behind you to help you, to guide you. And such a big change that we notice in his behavior, in his speech. A lot of people might be like, yeah, but he's still this and still that. Akhi, it takes time.
He's coming along. You see, he's coming
along, man.
Alhamdulillah.
I mean, even some of his latest, and okay, I'm not saying that he should be on that podcast, but some of his latest discussions, he's totally changed his narrative. You can see how Islam is taking over. Islam is taking over. You're talking here about a guy who is a streamer, very famous, and he's on this spectrum. Fame, very well known, makes money. And Islam is pulling him now away from that fame, away. You have to understand the fitna of being so famous, of having money, being around all these girls. And Islam is changing him. As the Prophet ﷺ said, when the Sahaba were objecting to one man who entered Islam for whatever reasons, okay? And the Sahabas thought that it's not good. They were a bit judgmental when it came to it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, leave him, because Islam will take over his heart slowly, yeah? And that's what's happening with Sneeko. On the other side of the extreme, you have this Neon guy.
Who's Neon?
Neon is another streamer, another pod, whatever.
Gamer?
Streamer, yes. So you can say like Sneeko, Neon, almost around the same type of neighborhood walk, you know, the same thing, same background. But Neon was born into a Muslim family. And the fame, you know, he's getting more famous because he's been hanging around with the wrong people in the wrong crowd, is pulling him away from Islam. So Sneeko is being pulled towards Islam by the deen. He's putting in the work and the action.
Putting in the work. You got to put in work 100%. And then you see the progress.
100%. And this guy, Neon, is putting in the work with Shaitan and moving away from Islam.
Not putting in the work like he should be, praying Salah. Like Sneeko, he was talking about Umrah. He made Umrah.
He made Umrah with Sheikh Uthman.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. And he's praying, and you can see he's learning.
Results.
You can see his talk. The words he's using.
This is a proof of Islam.
Well,
you get to the gym, you're going to see results. You got it, the weights, the nutrition. You do the right thing for your body, you're going to see the results. You do Islam, you get results.
You get results. It was powerful, just him saying, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look how, like one of the first things that changes. Mm-hmm. When you change your speech is when you say Muhammad, you say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Peace be upon him, yes.
And Allah says in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. and we raise your remembrance. Look at that. Anyone who becomes Muslim, one of the first adjustments they say when you speak about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're going to mention peace and blessings be upon him. It's just beautiful to see.
And the other young brother, he's talking about leaving Islam, but really, was he even ever in Islam? That's the thing.
Allahu Alam, but according to what he was saying in some of the previous videos, he was saying that I'm a Muslim, proud Muslim. And now, since he's gotten with this girl, OnlyFans girl, it really took a different turn. He's been mixing around with all these weird stars from the adult industry and just bad things. And it's basically in this video, he said that today I'm a new man. Basically, he's renouncing Islam. Even out of joke. There's no joke about this. This is serious if someone says that.
What do you say? He said, I'm a new man.
I'm a new man. You know, this is the day that I'm not a Muslim anymore, whatever he said. Mm-hmm. Basically, clearly, he's renouncing Islam.
So he's choosing his God now because it's now he's worshiping this woman now.
Indeed, this is what seems to be happening. And I don't look into these things, but people send me a lot of these videos. Say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So I do see some of these reactions and some of these videos.
This is important for other people who are young Muslims and others who will see like the two. They'll contrast. See, okay, right. Sneeko was there, been there. He's getting out of it slowly, and he's going more towards Islam.
And most of the young guys do know these guys because they're famous streamers.
Uh-huh.
Kids play games. They follow these dudes, and they definitely know them. And you have an example here of someone coming from fame towards Islam. And look what he's saying. He said, fame is going to lead you to depression. You're chasing validation and fame, and you're going to have this miserable life, as Allah says in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy is going from Islam, running towards fame. And they're going in opposite directions.
I mean, if someone's been down a road, and that road now is a road of destruction, minefield, and the person comes back and says, don't go down the road.
Because
there's minefields, the bridge is out, you're gonna fall. It's like people have to touch the fire, they want to go towards the fire.
It's very strange, this phenomenon that we see where in Muslim countries,
mm-hmm.
Muslims, born Muslims, are moving towards kufr.
Mm-hmm.
People are leaving Islam, people are saying things, doing things, and you have now people are coming from a non-Muslim background who've experienced everything, and they're saying, no, I'm missing. There's not something missing. Everything is missing. I'm done with this. I need, Islam is my peace, my liberation, mm-hmm. the liberation of my soul. You're talking about people have gone so far and made the realization. And our own brothers and sisters who are giving the gift of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah from birth, from their parents, they're saying, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
How many people we've met? How many people?
What's the hadith where the Prophet said, and paraphrasing, someone will go to bed, a believer wake up a disbeliever?
Yeah, imagine that. So towards the end of time, that's what's going to happen. Someone will wake up, he's a believer, he's going to go to sleep as a disbeliever, and someone is going to, is the opposite. So it shows, this hadith shows how easy is going to be to literally like exit Islam within a span of like 8 hours. A few hours, you can change your life. You can go to hell.
You can lose yourself.
That's it.
And then another hadith that comes to mind is where the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, last and final messenger sent to mankind, he describes Jannah and all the obstacles in front of it, and then the hellfire and all of the obstacles, pleasures and everything. So we can see which one is taking that path. This neo.
Pleasure, desire.
It's the pleasures, but then it's the poison inside. And the worst than the poison is the hellfire.
The hellfire. SubhanAllah.
If he doesn't snap out of it.
I hope he snaps out of it. I hope he's listening, because I know he is close, or they talk, him and mm-hmm. Neon talk. I hope Sneeko becomes an ambassador of the deen, a da'i. And it's important here why people are saying, what's your obsession with these guys? What's your obsession with Andrew Tate? What's your obsession with Sneeko? What's your obsession with all these famous people? We don't need these people. I agree with you. Islam doesn't need these people. But from a prophetic approach of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did pay attention to the leaders of the Quraysh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectified and fixed certain things and warned them about certain issues, but indeed part of his da'wah is that he did focus and give special attention towards some of these leaders, some of these influencers.
Mm-hmm.
And Abu Sufyan is one of them. Even at Fathul Mecca, he gave him a special position. And this is the wisdom and the strategic da'wah that is prophetic. So indeed for us, when we talk about these famous people, you know, you bring a lot on the Deen show, you talk about a lot, you react to the videos. A lot of people, I see the comments like, oh, why, we don't need this. Yahi, it's because they have influence and the people who follow them can easily themselves change their lives. Human psychology as such, you cannot disconnect the message from the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot disconnect the person. Human beings are linked to personalities. We have connections. So it's very important to always remember that, alhamdulillah, if someone like that becomes Muslim and he changes himself, no doubt, he does the right da'wah, many people can enter Islam, and alhamdulillah, inshallah, we wish for that.
Yeah, you kind of see yourself, you see in many of these people, and you're rooting for them because you see yourself, we've been there, done that, and now you see like someone like Andrew Tate or Sneeko or whoever else is out there, and you know, like, okay, you've been there, you kind of had the same experiences, right, and you know what they were chasing the same thing, it was a dead end, and you know now that now if they implement, like Sneeko's doing, Islam, they're going to reap the benefits. They're going to end up being peace in their hearts, that void is going to be filled. And now, if they go above and beyond, they start doing dawah at the same time. Amazing. The benefits that they can benefit so many more people. Like, it's nice to see Sneeko. He's also sharing, giving the Quran and sharing with people, doing dawah.
Doing dawah. Amazing. I mean, I'm very impressed.
We're rooting for him.
I'm really. I mean, look, both you and I were coming from backgrounds. You know, really, you know, but we don't want to talk about that, right? Uh-huh. Openly, but and alhamdulillah, we're here and we hope for those people to be better than us, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Even better than us.
Yes.
Right? Inshallah.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially now this young Neo. And then it's sad to see a person like him, he's got a treasure on one end. Islam is a treasure. It's more than a treasure. You cannot substitute with any kind of money. You can't buy the gift of hidayah. You can't. And he's giving it away for a piece of what?
But these people don't value him in the first place.
And this is what Sneeko was saying. They don't care about you.
They make fun of you. But because you have money and you have some fame, now people are... You think that girl is with him because of his looks or his... Come on. And this is so important. You know, a woman can make or break you, you know. Pick the wrong woman, you get influenced, deceived, you end up leaving Islam. And this reminds me of a famous athar, a famous story of a person who left the lands of Islam and went because of a woman. Now, his intention was because of a woman. And someone saw him in the land of the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
When I think Sham was still under the Roman occupation. And he said, weren't you one of the people who memorized the Quran? Yeah, but I moved here, this, that. He left Islam, he married some pretty woman, right? And he said, yeah, he's like something strange. I only remember a couple verses from the Quran. I forgot everything.
Wow.
And he said, I remember only, I think it starts Alif Lam Mim, Rubbama yuwaddu alladhina kafaru law kanu muslimin. Alif Lam Mim, it may be, forgive me if I'm making a mistake, I'm a bit tired now, but it may be, Alif Lam Mim, it may be that those who disbelieve wish that they would have been Muslims or submission, you know? He's like, that's all I remember.
Wow.
That's all I remember. Mm-hmm. So, you sell your deen for fame, for a woman, for whatever. A man cannot. A man has to have his priority, Allah, always. no matter what the world says, no matter who, whatever happens, Allah first. You put Allah first, all your affairs in this dunya, inshallah, will be sorted.
I mean, it's kind of really, it's nonsensical in a way, and it's, you can understand, because we've been there, you're gonna understand, it's like sugar, it's sweet, right? But it's poison at the end. You keep going with sugar, your tooth decay, you're gonna get diabetes, you're gonna get cancer. And we know the results of eating healthy, right? But, you know, the lazy way is to go back towards the feel good, right?
Yeah.
Same thing over here. But when you look at Sneeko, for instance, someone who you know, this Neon knows him, you know, okay, the life that he's led. So he's right. That's a witness, your first witness in front of you. He's telling you right there. He's also got, does he have more status than this guy? Probably, right?
Yeah,
are they the same? Whatever the case. But he's okay, I got the status, but I'm telling you, it's not worth it. People don't care about you. It's at the end of the day, you can do much more by being beneficial to society rather than what? Being a clown? You're just a clown.
Just a clown. People laughing at you. People taking advantage of you. Like, you have to value. That's the beautiful thing about Islam. That it teaches you to have respect for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't get that. They think Islam is just about, okay, prayer. No, it teaches you to value the amana, the responsibility, the blessings that God has given you. It teaches you to have honor. Honor is huge in Islam. Self-respect, respect for others, how you deal with people. As you said, not being a clown, jumping up and an entertainer. Right? And you see the transition of Sneeko, more mature now, the way he talks, the way he behaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more respectful. And you see this person acting like a clown and people treating him like a clown.
Mm-hmm. And you always get deceived thinking you have time. It's like you have time, but you go to the graveyards. How many people, they end up not coming back from that party, right? You take that alcohol you shouldn't be drinking, and next thing you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Maybe you get behind a wheel, or who knows? You just make unerasable mistakes. And then you just keep going down a road of destruction. You keep digging a deeper hole, and then you just, it's like the point. Some people come back, but then some points, there's always hope. You can come back. But the thing is, you don't know between that time and the next day if you're going to be alive, if death will reach you, and then it's too late. Then you fail the test.
Yeah.
It's done. That's the scary thing.
That's the scary thing. You don't know. And Shaitan is tricking you into thinking that, okay, I have time. You don't know. Today might be our last day. Audhubillah. Tomorrow might be. We don't know. Right? You have to be ready. You cannot be comfortable enough and safe enough to think that, okay, that's it. No, you don't know. You have to be ready every single moment. Not to mention that we're short, our shortcomings, our mistakes, right? How can you give up your faith, man? You have already enough mistakes and sins and problems. You're giving up your faith. That's like your key to opening the door to the mercy of Allah.
What is the most important thing? What would you tell Neon, someone like him right now? You're talking to him to kind of get to plant a seed, to create some urgency in what we're saying.
I would say, listen to the people who have been there where you're trying to go. Listen to the people who have already lived that life that you're chasing. And they're telling you that there's no happiness there. There's only short spikes of dopamine.
Short spikes of dopamine. That's it.
That's it, right? No long-lasting peace. You want long-lasting peace? It's in Islam. You come back to the deen, you make tawbah, go take your shahada, and you have, trust me, Allah will honor you.
Mm-hmm.
When you give da'wah, having that type of platform, so many young men watching him, Allah will give you honor. These people will respect you, not make fun of you. So if you're really looking for izzah, right, seek it with Allah. Allah will give you izzah. Allah will give you honor. He will honor you. But if you're seeking honor through the alcohol and all the other stuff, then Allah will dishonor you. Allah will definitely, definitely dishonor you. So come back to the deen, man. Come back to Islam. You know Islam. You've been given a gift and you're kicking it. You're kicking the gift to the curb and you're making a disservice. So make sure, do it today, man. Make your tawbah today, say your shahada today, fix yourself today, leave these losers, leave these shayateen, and stick to your deen, and use your platform. Use your platform to preach Islam. Use your platform to call people to Islam. These young men today who are on these games, spending hours, imagine if they hear you saying something about Islam, about the Prophet ﷺ. You could change their lives. Mm-hmm. You could change their lives. These guys are wasting time for hours and hours on video games. You could change their lives if you say something about Islam. If they see, wow, look, Neon is a good Muslim. Okay, he's playing some games, but he's telling us about prayer. He's telling guys, stop the game and go pray on time. Yeah? Then you can come back to the game or whatever. Right? Okay, I know it's not the best, but you know, you have a golden opportunity, man. Don't kick it. Because all you're going to find is depression and sadness. You're not going to be happy. And one day your eyes are going to open. You're going to see that everyone around you just used you.
And it's 4 minutes left. Okay, we'll wrap up in 4 minutes. Good. And this is not complicated. I mean, Islam is something that if you're sincere, you ask the creator of the heavens and the earth alone to guide you. We need help. We need guidance. It is straightforward. The evidence is there. It's not just blind faith. It's something like Sneeko. You look in, the message is very clear, lucid. Worship one and only one God, not his creation, not your desires, not a man, not a woman, not anything, not your ideas, not money, not fame, and be morally upright. And the Quran is a living miracle. It's there. If somebody takes a look, we got 1 minute left. What do you? What would you tell them if there's any doubts there for anybody?
Look into it. Look at the world. Look at everything is pointing. Look at what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. Somehow it always leads back to the Muslims. Everything that's happening in the world, the spotlight is on the Muslims. It's on Islam. No matter how much you try to run away, push it, what is the world always talking about? It's about Islam. Look into it, man. It's time. Has the time not come? Has the time not come for you to be honest with yourself? For you to acknowledge that you have doubts in your head, that you know that this life is not it, that you're not happy about things? Has the time not come for you to look at the one piece that you've been avoiding for the longest time, that you're running away from, that you're afraid of? Islam is that. Look at it. Look, give a read to the Quran and sincerely ask the creator of the heavens and the earth to guide you.
Beautiful advice. Beautiful advice. And the book he just mentioned, the Quran, go to thedeenshow.com. We'll get it to you. I'll get it to you for free. That's right. And we'll see you next time. We'll hope you take this advice. You can be on the path of success, not destruction. Subscribe. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss exciting programs like this one. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we've acquired the future Deen Center property and we want to get the masjid open first. It's all coming along. We're installing the doors. We can make wudu. We've installed the carpets. We have many details to finish up, but it's coming along. Alhamdulillah, we need a new roof. We need new windows and we need a minbar. That's right. We need a minbar for the masjid. Now, if all of you want to be a part of history and help build a house of worship, build a masjid for the sake of Allah, so Allah, the Creator, can build for you a house in Jannah. Click the link below. Donate right now. May God Almighty, Allah, reward all of you.